Good afternoon. The brunt of the heaviest rain that fell over the last 12 to 18 hours continues to lift to the north and east, along with a strong low pressure wave and out over the Canadian Maritimes. We'll still run the risk of a few scattered showers behind this system for the early part of the afternoon, primarily in New England. Then we'll start to see a drier trend with a northwest to westerly wind flow, at times gusting to 20 miles per hour, drying out the atmosphere. This will lead to increasing sunshine and high temperatures pushing into the middle and upper 60s. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and lows will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. A temporary area of high pressure will build in on Thursday, bringing us a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds and pleasant weather with highs in the upper 60s. That same deep trough of low pressure will still reside over the eastern part of the country on Friday. Another wave of low pressure riding through the trough will bring more unsettled weather our way on Friday, with mostly cloudy skies and occasional showers. With the wet weather, high temperatures will struggle and stay in the upper 50s. A new and larger area of high pressure will build in for the weekend behind this system. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and it will be seasonably cool for early October with highs close to the 60-degree mark. Yet another wave of low pressure will bring a renewed chance of showers our way on Monday before the sun returns on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as we head into the second half of the week, a pair of cold fronts will usher in reinforcing shots of cool Canadian air. A strong cold front exiting off the East Coast this morning will result in cool weather today for much of the eastern third of the country, while in the Midwest, another cold front will race south and east through the nation's heartland. North of this front, temperatures will feel more October-like, while the southern plains will be balmy for one more day as highs make a run at the 90-degree mark. Eventually, this front will push to the east, cooling everyone down to below normal temperatures by Friday. In contrast, the strong upper-level high over the west coast is allowing sizzling temperatures to take shape in California, with much above normal readings extending as far north as the Pacific Northwest. Heat advisories are in place from San Diego to Los Angeles today, with highs ranging between 90 and 100 degrees. By tomorrow, the heat will reach the Bay Area, with heat advisories also in effect there. Additionally, an elevated risk for fire weather will stick around for one more day across parts of the northern high plains and in Southern California. Due to excessive smoke in parts of the West, air quality alerts have been posted for portions of California and the central high plains. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy near 70, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 88, set in 1905, and the record low, 28, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:37 p.m., 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few leftover showers, then some sunshine late in the day with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Any scattered showers will come to an end, and a mix of sun and clouds expected through the afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, scattered showers early this afternoon, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, scattered showers, then increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Any scattered showers early this afternoon will give way to increasing sunshine, breezy, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s. Showers on Friday, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, near 60. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday, dry, lower 60s. A good chance of showers on Monday in the upper 50s, and back to the mid-60s with increasing sunshine on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.